833-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
Don't miss Endless Summer on Saturday, September
22nd. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is the rainout event on September 8th, so join them.
Could there be a delay in the Brett Kavanaugh vote? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I have been embarrassed by the whole process.
Republican Senator John Kennedy also tells Fox,
I'm a little bit offended.
Upset that a sexual misconduct allegation against Kavanaugh, Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein knew about since July, has exploded into controversy days before the Senate Judiciary Committee votes. Democrats want a delay. Some Republicans join them, wanting to hear directly from the accuser, who has detailed what happened now. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in D.C.
Dave, Christine Blasey Ford told the Washington Post that in the 1980s, Judge Kavanaugh held her down and covered her mouth while drunk at a party before she was able to break away. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway told Fox and Friends Ford should be heard and should testify under oath.
The Senate Judiciary Committee looks like they are headed that way. Judge Kavanaugh, who has categorically denied these allegations, will also have an opportunity to address them under oath.
Ford's attorney, Deborah Katz, told NBC her client is willing to testify publicly before the committee. Dave.
Rachel, parts of the Carolinas remain underwater. Rivers overflowing into streets, now navigated by boats.
Being this far inland, I knew what to expect. I just wasn't expecting that.
He's in Union County. Fox's Jeff Flock is in Fayetteville.
It is running through the streets, basements, first floors of a lot of buildings. And the problem is, this is not done. They think that the crest for this will come sometime tomorrow.
Some areas have gotten more than 30 inches of rain. The storm that's moving north as a tropical depression is blamed for at least 17 deaths. A sheriff's deputy shot and killed near Wichita, Kansas, responding to a suspicious person call.
Deputy Coonsey pushed his emergency button, which would alert dispatch to him being in trouble. And you can hear him key up and say he's been shot.
Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter says another deputy found Coonsey on the ground next to the gunman, who was also dead. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In Texas, a U.S. Border Patrol agent is now behind bars, accused of murders.
Juan David Ortiz is behind bars on $2.5 million bond in Texas, accused of charges including murdering four women, including one transgender woman, who were sex workers. Authorities say Ortiz, a U.S. Border Patrol supervisor, shot them in the head. Court papers say another woman escaped from Ortiz on Friday night after he pulled a gun on her. Officers believe he picked up and killed two more women after the survivor got away. Their bodies were found after Ortiz told officers where to look. Ortiz was arrested early Saturday when investigators found him hiding in a truck in a hotel parking lot in Laredo, about 145 miles southwest of San Antonio. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Days after dozens of homes either blew up or caught fire in three Massachusetts communities, residents were allowed back into homes yesterday. The power's back on, but gas service may not be restored for weeks as investigators still try to figure out what caused the gas leaks and explosions. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt says they have questions about pressure sensors.
Pressure sensors that were attached to a gas line were actually attached to a gas line that was being capped off and taken out of service.
One person was killed when a chimney blew off a house onto a car. They're searching for a killer in the Wyoming woods.
Wyoming's Game and Fish Department says they trapped and killed two grizzly bears that match a description of the same two that likely mauled a hunting outfitter and his client. This past Saturday, 37-year-old Mark Uptain's body was found in the Teton Wilderness just east of Grand Teton National Park. His client, Corey Chuban, survived with chest, leg, and arm injuries. The two were trying to retrieve an elk that Chuban killed when they were attacked by a female bear and her grown cub. The attack remains under investigation. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down slightly. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Local news brought to you by ABC Heating and Air. It's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Depend on their skilled, licensed, and experienced technicians at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning to help you with your residential and commercial needs. ABCHeatingandAC.com or 352-5400.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. System-wide enrollment for the University of Illinois is up by 2.7%. There has been record enrollment at the Champaign-Urbana campus. Our campus has its most in-state freshmen in 10 years. CBS Local said the Champaign-Urbana campus enrollment grew by 3.2% to around 49,300. It is an eighth straight year of record enrollment in Champaign-Urbana. The Chicago campus grew by 3.7% for enrollment. The Springfield campus enrollment fell by 7.7%. University President Tim Kylene said enrollment growth is being helped by work to improve affordability. The Champaign Home Goods Store has set a grand opening for October 28th. The store is at 718 Town Center Boulevard. The store is planning to do an in-person hiring event at the Courtyard by Marriott nearby. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's starting to feel like fall in Central Illinois. Football has started. Temps from day to day are getting cooler, and now is a good time to have your furnace inspected with ABC Heating and Air. Call 352-5400. They serve Champaign-Urbana and surrounding communities and are proud to support our local high school football teams this fall. ABCHeatingandAC.com or call 352-5400. That's 352-5400.
Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie J. Plenty of sunshine. High 91. 66 our low this evening. 89 the high tomorrow. Chance of showers at 20%. Down to 67 in the evening. Sunshine and a high 90 on Wednesday. 92 on Thursday with sunny conditions. Right now we're at 65. ESPN 93.5.
Well, good morning. I'm Stevie J. And this is Professor Alan Sack, University of Texas at Arlington. How are you, sir?
I'm going to a therapist today to see if I can conjure up any old memories of anything that may have happened to me about 60 years ago.
Okay, so Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court nominee, is being accused of holding a woman down, holding her mouth. This is high school. Listen, it's bad, and everything should be heard, but wow, this didn't come out in his previous 40 years?
It's a bit much, and the so-called witness, a man by the name of Judge, I believe, or Mudge or Judge or something, said he doesn't remember anything like that. So it's really a thing of he said, she said, and a lot of the particulars, I think, are missing. This really, you know, has the odor, so to speak, of the Clarence Thomas hearings of many, many years ago, when a woman appears by the name of Anita Hill, and she had worked with Clarence Thomas, not to resurrect that old thing over again, and all of a sudden begins to tell all the bad things that he may have done. It's similar, not the same, but it's similar. Old high school friends getting into trouble with each other. I'd like to know that the committee ought to ask her specific dates and times when this happened. Where did the event happen? It seems a little too convenient that all of a sudden the Democrats would bring this up. But what makes it even more perplexing is that now every single thing in life has become political. Every single thing. Nothing wrong about politics, but you can't breathe anymore without somebody yelling at you about something. And it is really pretty bad that we have to live in that particular kind of an atmosphere. Nobody wants anybody to abuse anybody in any way whatsoever. But sometimes these accusers can be as abusive as the people that they say that they're accusing.
And you know, if you again, I'm against all bad things. I am against
all are.
But if you're going to do that, should we not now make it retroactive to where you should shame a president who had improper sex or unwanted sex and disqualify them? Certainly, you've got to be consistent. And again, this is high school. This is he said, she said. No idea what happened. I don't have any idea if Anita Hill was telling the truth or some that think she was.
That's right. We don't know it either. Clarence Thomas was confirmed, of course, and has gone on to the court and been there for a long time as a very respected conservative jurist. There is something so political and odious about it. You know what's interesting, and this is purely anecdotal. Whenever we discuss these things in my classroom, and I try to stay away from it, but once in a while it comes up, and I mention President Clinton, President John Kennedy, President Lyndon Johnson, and what they did before the White House and while they were presidents of the United States with women. Abused them perhaps in many ways, or certainly objectified them, to use that word. Many of my students, it doesn't faze them that they've been so inculcated with a particular thing. I can tell them, what about Bill Clinton? What about Lyndon Johnson? What about John Kennedy? It almost does not matter. But when you bring up these other issues, oh boy, it matters.
No, I know. It's equal justice under the law, right? I mean,
that's right, but they don't understand it.
Well,
they, I think our school systems, starting from kindergarten on up, has so molded them into a particular perspective that they really can't handle things like that.
And by the way, the only thing that I know of publicly that was unwanted came from Bill Clinton on a couple of occasions that's been alleged. But otherwise, I think everything else was consensual. It was just extramarital and all that. So I guess we decide Supreme Court justice, senator, Congress, presidency, vice presidency. What's the bar? What are we doing? Are we disqualifying for, and what level mistake would we have made to disqualify? Remember the Supreme Court justice that hired illegals to clean his house? Ginsburg, was it?
That's right. And also, you wonder why Senator Feinstein kept this until the very last moment.
No.
Probably, I'm guessing what they thought is he going to make it through all these other hurdles?
Yep.
And if he didn't,
yep,
then they weren't going to use it. But if he did make it through all these other hurdles, and he seems to, then we'll bring it out. So he kept this apparently since July.
Yep.
So interesting stuff. It's so political and so tactical.
And again, it's the best case is he said, she said, and she said she'll testify. He denies it. It's called a Hail Mary in football.
That's a very good way to put it. But it may derail his nomination. I think at this point, I think he has a chance of still making it maybe at least a half a time. But it's going to be a very, very tough thing. And his family is going to have to go through it. He's going to go through it again. And if this woman testifies, and she teaches, I think, in Palo Alto. And Palo Alto is a very liberal community.
Yeah, yeah.
And you wonder, you know, if that doesn't have something to do about it.
Yeah, I don't know. But, boy, it's hitting the news this morning. Alan, it's always a pleasure, sir. You're the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Dianne Feinstein met with Brett Kavanaugh. Why didn't she ask him about
right.
I mean, and again, I don't know. I mean, if he held a woman down and put his, even if 17 years old, that's bad. She'd never do stuff like that. Held her down, cupped her mouth. That's what she says.
Right.
Was it him? Was it his buddy? Did he even do it? And now? Anyway, we'll see what happens. Shouldn't she be heard and he be heard? And then you're going to have to decide because there's not going to be any proof. Is it just to derail it? Is it that important? Will you do anything to derail somebody, even if it's not true? It's the Supreme Court. It's big. All right, 7:14. You want to get with your good friends at Busey because they can help you in so many ways, like college considerations.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do? Be an educated college consumer. Busey suggests some tips. You take stock of savings, shift investments to less risky options as college approaches. Familiarize yourself with financial aid. complete the federal government's aid application, FAFSA. I've done that about 100 times.
Yeah.
Get familiar with net price calculators, a web-based tool to give prospective students a personalized estimate of what it will cost to attend specific colleges, and talk frankly with your child about what it costs. It's important for college students to take control of their financial future by saving whatever and whenever they can. Treat personal finance like a second major and avoid unnecessary expenses. Help your student form a strong foundation for money management. Visit the Resource Center at BUSY.com for tools or speak with an expert today. Call them at 800-67-BUSY, 800-67-BUSY. Member FDIC. I'm Steve J. Good morning. It's time for Morning Sports at 7:15. Diane Ducey with your sports headlines.
Well, Cardinals win over the L.A. Dodgers. Adam Wainwright had a good outing. The final was 5-0. Here's your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Well, John Rooney, I'd say that the 37-year-old right-hander, Mr. Adam Wainwright, was outstanding.
Mission accomplished, Mike. The Cardinals needed a stopper, and that's something he's done so many times during his career. But he pitched in his 350th Major League game, and he was masterful. He was able to shut out the Dodgers on 2 hits over 6 innings, walking 3, striking out 9 batters. Mike, the Cardinals had to have that kind of performance.
That was a big win for us. We needed that. You know what? We needed that win. This city deserved a win tonight. I'm hoping this win tonight just carries on to this big Atlanta series. We need our fans showing up for us in Atlanta. We need our fans cheering us on every single day.
Then Jordan Hicks, 2 scoreless innings. Carlos Martinez, a quick 9th inning. The Cardinals are tied with the Dodgers for the second wild card.
And it's Miles Michaelis for the Cardinals going tonight in Atlanta.
Going up against an Atlanta team, Mike, that beat the Cardinals all 3 games here earlier this season. So the Cardinals needed this win. Let's see how they'll do on this brief road trip beginning tonight.
And we come back against the San Francisco Giants. There are just a few left in this 2018 season.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and I was just wondering, have you ever had the feeling that you're right at home, even when you're miles and miles away? Well, that feeling has a name, Gemütlichkeit, and you'll find it when you visit Wisconsin. From the minute you arrive, it's all about friendship, warmth, and good cheer. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that's Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the Gemütlichkeit begin.
Well, I'm glad Milwaukee lost. Reds beat the Cubs 2-1.
Yeah, here's how it breaks down. Cubs are going to win the Central, and then it's a 3-team battle for 2 spots in the wild card. Milwaukee safely ahead, 3 games up on the Dodgers and Cardinals, who are tied. Arizona's 4 back. They're too far away. It's the Dodgers or the Cardinals for the 2nd spot to go to Milwaukee and play the Brewers in 1 game. The winner going to Wrigley for a 5-game series. So it's either going to be the Dodgers, Milwaukee, or the Cardinals to play at Wrigley Field to open up based on record this morning. But the Cardinals tied them. I mean, the Dodgers were pounding the Cardinals, got 17 runs on them on Saturday. So to Adam Wainwright's credit, Uncle Charlie came through big.
Okay.
And Cardinals needed it, and they've been swept by the Braves earlier in the year. They got to go play 3 in Atlanta.
6:35 start on ESPN 93.5. And Arizona is who the Cubs will play on US 105.9. 8:40 start expected. Baltimore over the Chicago White Sox, 8-4. White Sox with the day off today. Now it's like, where do we talk about on the football? Bears in Seattle tonight. They're both 0-1. I know that Green Bay and
Minnesota,
tied 29-29.
Yeah. I mean, we have
a roughing call there in the stretch.
There's going to be some. Yeah, that was a tough call.
Right.
There's going to be some calls to some guys working at bars this week that happen to be kickers that are looking for work. There's a poor Cleveland kid, Zane Gonzalez. He missed 2 extra points and 2 field goal. He's just not going to be working this morning.
Well, so, speaking of kickers, we got a good one. Chase McLaughlin nailed a career-high 4 goals, 4 field goals.
4 field goals, yeah. No, listen, Illinois needed to score touchdowns when they made field goals. The bottom line is the Fighting Illini are better.
Right.
They're better, and we look like we're in a weak conference this year.
Right.
So I don't know what's going to happen. I think there'll be some competitive games coming up. Illinois could win 3 or 4. I don't know if we can get to 5, but we're going to win some more football. football games. This team's much better than they were last year. Here's your weather.
The Illini with Penn State on Friday night, by the way. Should be interesting in Memorial Stadium. We've got sunshine today and a high of 91 expected. 66-hour low tonight. Tuesday's high at 89, down to 67. Chance of showers at 20%. Sunny on Wednesday and Thursday with the highs right around 92 and down to the upper 60s at night. We're currently at 65 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Text in 359-2255. Always welcome, 359-2255. 720 in Champaign, Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, trade tensions between the U.S. and China are expected to escalate this week. The Wall Street Journal says the administration is planning to unveil tariffs on an additional $200 billion worth of imports from China. U.S. trade talks are to resume later this month, but a senior Chinese official is quoted as saying China is not going to negotiate with a gun pointed to its head. Amazon wants to make it easier for you to buy from small businesses. The new section is called Amazon Storefronts, and it'll only list products sold by small and medium-sized businesses in the U.S. Starbucks is ready to deliver your coffee with Uber Eats. The test is starting in Miami-Dade and Broward counties in Florida. More than 100 Starbucks stores are participating. The Dow was up 8 on Friday. The Nasdaq lost 3. The S&P was flat. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Award-winning chief medical correspondent and Salon Pos user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
For pain relief, the best solution may surprise you. I found that Salon Pos Lidocaine Plus works best for my pain. It's powerful, available without a prescription, and uses two anesthetics to numb nerves right where it hurts. It starts to work on contact, providing effective, lasting pain relief I can count on.
Salon Pos, in the silver box with the blue wave.
Shopping for a mortgage is one of life's major financial commitments. At Prospect Bank, we won't let the process overwhelm you. Sit down with me, Wade Franklin, and let's work one-on-one to find the best mortgage to lead you home. The opportunity is yours. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We really appreciate you being at Centennial High School as a resource officer. We appreciate your commitment to the community, appreciate your commitment to your uniform, and great meeting you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you guys having me on.
Officer Steve Vogel, he's our law enforcement official of the month. My thought is, gosh, it can't happen here, but every day you go into Centennial High School, you got to be thinking, what if and what would I do kind of thing. I don't know how you prepare for stuff like that.
I do, and I never do the same thing every single day. I always have a different routine. We do a lot of training. In the summer, we did an active shooter training with just SROs with the Champaign Police Department. It was a week-long training. It was probably some of the best training I ever went through, put on by the department. Even my training in D.C. cannot compare to this. So,
wow.
Some great training,
awesome.
And hopefully that prepares us if anything ever happened to you.
SRO, school resource officer.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SKtoday.com.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer? Or pizza and beer with all the games on a 16-foot big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a five-beer flight of the always rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's, the place to be to cheer on your favorite team this fall. Rafter's Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue, right across from Triple T Car Wash in Champaign. And find them on Facebook.
CMI has solution and the expertise you've been looking for. Checkmate system, electrostatic sprayer. You have flu season coming up. They got this gizmo, and I used it when I worked for them for 3 hours at the Hardworking Man Series.
Yes.
Chemical Maintenance, Inc. You spray this thing, fully charged droplets hit the surface and create an even spread, ensuring the top, bottom, and backside of the surface completely covered. Ask about the world's number one electrostatic cleaning tool at CMI. Betsy Parks, 359-6262. Betsy and Brad Parks, CMIClean.com. CMIClean.com. All right, 359-2255. What do you think of this? Former Illini, Vontae Davis, retires.
Okay.
At halftime.
Oh.
Stevie J could start for the Buffalo Bills right now.
Okay.
They are awful. They're talking about tanking in week two. I mean, the Bills are bad. So Vontae Davis, who played for Ron Zook, and really a good player, I think he played 10 years in the NFL. He went out and played first half and did not come back.
Wow.
And they didn't know where he was, and they said, no, he retired. Wait a minute.
What?
So what do you think of that? 359-2255. Vontae Davis retires at halftime. Here's one of his teammates, and here's Danny Cannell, who's now an analyst for whatever. Here, listen to this.
High school, college, pros, never heard of it, never seen it.
This is one of his teammates talking about Vontae retiring. Why is this funny? Retiring at halftime.
And it's just completely disrespectful his teammates.
Did he say anything to you as a veteran?
Did he say anybody to anything?
He didn't say nothing to nobody.
He left?
When did you find out? You know as much as I know. I found out going in the second half of the game. Coming out, they said he's not coming out, he retired. So.
What?
Yep, that's it.
The reporter's like, what?
So, who said that?
Who said what?
Who said he shot?
These guys on the sideline. I mean, guys heard about it and said that he wasn't coming back out.
This is brutal. Like, this is embarrassing for the Bills. I mean, we talked a lot about how bad this team, how this team was lost last year when Tyrod Taylor, you know, was benched in the middle of the year for Peterman, then this year traded away. This team knows they're awful, knows they're basically tanking, and now you're seeing the result of it. But I agree with Alexander. Like, this is one of the worst looks you could have if you're Vontae Davis. Like, it's one thing to say, to give this organization a middle finger and say, you know, screw you guys, I'm out of here. But what he did to his teammates is what's messed up.
Danny Cannell, is that messed up? Vontae Davis, I think he's a pretty good guy. Former Illini, retires at halftime. I must agree that you probably should retire, like, before the game Sunday. But you go out and you play, and then you say, I'm not going back. What was the halftime score? That might be interesting to find out. Who are they playing? I got to look this up. The Bills played. Hold on, I got it. Oh, they're just so bad. They're just so bad at football. Not too bad, 31-20. But it was 28-6 at half. Okay, so it's 28-6 at half. Vontae says, I'm retiring. I don't know why it strikes me as funny. But it's so bad. It reminds me of
I just have never heard of that.
No, nobody's done it.
And I'm looking over the money, whether, you know, will he get paid?
Oh, no. I mean, when you retire, you're done, I think. Who knows? If you have a good lawyer, you probably get the rest of the season. I don't know. Yeah, anyway, text in what your thoughts are. Vontae Davis retiring at halftime. First time it's ever happened to anybody's knowledge, and in the line I did that. 359-2255, you've got thoughts on that. Reminds me of that Mike Ditka story I've told before. Where it's Monday Night Football, and the Bears quarterbacks are hurt, and they're down to the third string guy. And so coach goes to the third string kid, and he says, get in there, you know, don't throw the ball away, take the sack, don't fumble, don't turn the ball over. So the kid goes in there, hands the ball off, third down, he's being pursued by the tacklers, and as he's falling, he flips the ball, and it's intercepted. And coach had some suggestions for him.
I'm sure.
When he came,
Coach Dicka had some suggestions.
Onto the sideline area, Coach gave him an earful.
Yeah.
So then the Bear defense holds. They punt back. The Bear offense goes back out there, and there's 10 players. There should be 11. And Coach Dicka says to his assistants, where's the quarterback? And they told him, Coach, he quit.
Oh.
He quit, Coach. He said, what? So I went over to the bench, and the kid sitting there with his hands folded looking down, saying, nobody's ever talked to me like that. And Coach says, you want me to say I'm sorry? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He said, don't ever listen to me. Stop during the game. Get back in there. So the kid got up from the bench and unquit.
Okay.
Back out on the field. The next Monday or Tuesday, whenever the Bears practice, he got Walter Payton, the great Hall of Famer. He trained Walter to be the emergency quarterback.
from that day on so he wouldn't have to go to a third string kid that would throw the ball away and get it picked off. But Coach was, he was fiery. There's no doubt about it.
That's right.
Anyway, retiring at halftime, 359-2255. Any thoughts on Vonte? Not a good look, I don't think, either. I think it is diss his teammates a bit. 729?
Been planning a milestone anniversary trip to Hawaii? Or maybe you're taking the entire family on your first European adventure. Wherever you're planning on going, the U of I Community Credit Union wants you to fly on us. No, we aren't starting an airline. But with the Illini Visa Rewards Card, you can score thousands of points to fly anywhere in the world. Fly on us at the U of I Community Credit Union. Right now, new Illini Visa cardholders will receive 50,000 bonus points when you spend $5,000 or more in purchases within the first 90 days. See the mountains in Colorado, explore the outback in Australia, or check out the Northern Lights in Alaska or Iceland. Redeem points to fly anytime, anywhere, with no blackout dates, including flights on Southwest and JetBlue. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer, so apply online today at IlliniCard.org. That's IlliniCard.org.
U of I Community Credit Union for campus and community.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. A woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault when they were in high school deserves to be heard, says White House counsel Kellyanne Conway.
This woman will be heard. She's going to, I think the Senate Judiciary Committee will decide how and through which forum. In other words, right. Will it be by telephone? Will it be in person?
She was on Fox and Friends. Judge Kavanaugh denies the accusation. Rescue teams are looking for a baby swept away from a flooded car in North Carolina. At least 17 deaths are blamed on Hurricane Florence, including a baby killed by a tree that fell through a mobile home. Here's a neighbor.
You may not think this storm is bad, but you can't stop what nature does. And that was it. You can't prevent it.
There's record flooding in parts of southeastern North Carolina. The city of Wilmington is basically cut off. They're having to airlift in food and water. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign Home Goods store has set a grand opening for October 28th. The store is at 718 Town Center Boulevard. The store is planning to do an in-person hiring event at the Courtyard by Marriott nearby. One event is set for today and weekdays running through October 5th. More information about that was found on Indeed.com. A 29-year-old man was killed in a shooting in Danville over the weekend. Police said several people were in front of a home when shots were fired near Cannon and Ohio streets. No word yet on the victim's name. More than 20 schools in Illinois, many in the Chicago area, have installed emergency response alarms on campuses in response to possible active shooter situations. The Chicago Tribune says it is the Blue Point system, and each pull box, which looks kind of like a fire alarm, is designed for discreetly protecting people in an escalating situation. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Don't miss Endless Summer on Saturday, September 22nd from 5 to 11 p.m. to benefit Mercy's Refuge, a women's residential home. This event has been rescheduled from the rained-out event on September 8th, so join them at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in downtown Champaign for live music from Deja Vu with special guests Candy Foster, Tons of Fun Band, and Captain Rat and the Blind Rivets. There will be a car and truck cruising, food vendors on hand, and you can win great items with the Endless Summer Silent Auction. Plus, there will be a chance to win $2,500 with their cash raffle, and you do not need to be present to win. You can purchase raffle tickets and event tickets in advance at lifechangeshere.org by pressing the event button. Once again, that's lifechangeshere.org. CVJ Broadcasting is proud to support Mercy's Refuge with this message.
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
fresh chopped fruits and veggies that are really healthy and fresh that come to your home or work. It must be Salad Meister. Choose a signature salad or wrap or design your own, plus party trays for the whole office. Make it Salad Meister on 6th Street in Champaign. See you SaladMeister.com.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Up to 91, Stevie, down to 66 this evening with clear conditions, a 20% chance of showers, but otherwise mostly sunny tomorrow with a high 89, low 67, 90 on Wednesday, and 92 on Thursday. Chance of showers comes our way Friday and into the weekend. Right now, the temperature's at 67. ESPN 93.5.
Well, it's unusual that a player would retire at halftime. Vontae Davis, former Fighting Illini star, who's played 10 years in the National Football League, playing now for the Buffalo Bills, did just that. Our text is, we'll get some text going here. 359-2255 is our number.
Under high school, college, pros, never heard of it, never seen it, and it's just completely disrespectful.
Is it? Disrespectful? 359-2255, former Illini Vontae Davis retiring at halftime. So he was getting paid. Was it like a one-year deal?
Yeah, Chris was saying national news says he got $1.5 million signing bonus. TJ and Oakwood saying that's quitting. It's not good. Now, this article talks about the game against the L.A. Clippers and that halftime.
L.A. Chargers.
Yep. Saying in reality it had hit him. I shouldn't be out there anymore was a statement that was made.
But don't you go out and say, guys, I can't go. My body's given up. And stay on the sideline with your guys. Make the announcement at the press conference afterwards that you're hanging it up. And as far as the $1.5 million, if my guy plays 2 out of 16 games and I gave him $1.5 million, don't I get, like, prorate that back? I want most of that back. I mean, you signed up. I gave you $1.5 for the year just to sign another $2 million probably to play. And you quit on me? I want my money back.
Right.
And for at least a signing bonus.
Davis, 10-year veteran, said he meant no disrespect to his teammates and coaches, but physically, he could no longer play to the standard he had set for himself.
You go stand on the sideline and hang out with your guys and say, my body is hurting. I can't help you. I'm done. And stay with them. Go change at the end of the game. Make enough. But to just disappear? Did he have a plane to catch? I mean... Nobody has ever heard of that. I don't think you should do that. I just, again, you're kind of a family. You're fortunate and very blessed to be on that team. Very hard to play in the NFL. He's had a good career. He's made all the money he needs. You only have to wait one more half. And you just kind of, and the fact that they're so bad, if they were like, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars looked like one of the better teams to me this year. Maybe a change of the guard with their win over the Patriots yesterday. Anyway, I mean, if it's 28-6 and you're walking out when everybody's down, that's even worse. If you're up 28-6 and they really don't need you, shouldn't do it, but we're 3-0. You know, something like that.
Well, there's an official statement from Vontae on social media, and some of the comments included, I'm not feeling like myself.
I don't care.
It was an overwhelming decision. I'm at peace with myself and the family. I choose to be grateful to God for allowing me to play the game that I have loved since a boy, and I just turned 30 years old. I choose to be grateful for being part of the NFL and making that lifelong friends over a decade. There were roadblocks and pitfalls along the way, but I'm grateful to God for all he does because he didn't promise any of this as an easy journey.
Just stay the other half. That's all I'm saying. All that is good, but just go to the end of the game. That's what I would have done. I said, Vontae, it is not going to look very good. You got to go back out there. Tell your coaches your body hurts, your back hurts, what you can't play.
He talked about the physical toll of the game.
Well, sure. Everybody has the physical toll of the game. You chose to play football to get millions of dollars. It's a sacrifice all these football players make because when they're 40, none of them get out of bed easily. None of them. They've decided that it's worth it. Ask Fred Wakefield how he gets out of bed every morning. He played 8-10 years, made a lot of money. Good for Fred in Tuscola. Great guy. Had to move because the weather and the cold around here was too much for his aching body. So these men give it up. willfully because of the financial security they receive for them and their family and generations to come if they're good with their money. So it's a choice. They don't have to play. Vontae's body was hurting like everybody else's. Just stay the second half. Just stay. Right? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to just not show up, particularly when you're awful at football.
Yeah.
The team is bad. It's the worst team in the NFL by a lot. So anyway, that's Vontae. Had any other thoughts?
Right.
Feel free to text us. Am I wrong? Should he have stuck it out for the second half?
Right. Okay. I never heard of retiring
at
halftime.
No, it says he didn't come back out. He retired. You can't do that, can you? I guess, you know, again, if you have, and again, if you're able to survive football, if you make football, what is it, 4 years, 2 years, whatever the number is, you get a pension for life from the NFL.
Huh.
But you got to survive X number of years or games to get that pension as part of their union deal, which would good for them. I mean, again, you know, they played football, retired, but you don't know what they're going through later in their life. For the rest of their life, their body hurts because of that contact. So, all right, 740 Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. If you want to get a vehicle, it's there. They are award-winning dealer, Honda President's Award-winning Dealership, 10%, top 10% of the nation's Honda dealers are at Neal and Burwash in Savoy. Their website, impressive, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. Honda BMW, go see Ben Quattrone, go see Ken over in the BMW side, Craig in the Honda side. And I went in there because I thought my USB was bad on the Odyssey.
Okay.
They said, no, it's a bad cord, but we tried several cords. I guess all our cords are bad because USB is fine. No charge. There you go. Thanks for coming in. That's the kind of service you get over there.
Huh.
DriveChampagne.com. It's Honda BMW. You want a Honda or a Beamer, they've got them. All right, 741. The Cardinals win. They had to win last night, and they did. And now, you know, it's still kind of sparse in St. Louis. If you're noticing the games, there's a lot of empty seats. And the Cardinals have played wonderfully since they changed managers. They really have.
Uh-huh.
They lost 3 out of 4 to the Dodgers, but I'm telling you, the Dodgers look like a wrecking crew. I mean, from 1 through 9, 1 through 8, they are really good. The L.A. Dodgers are a threat to the Cubs if they make it. It's really close between Colorado, the Dodgers, and the Cardinals. Somewhere there's going to be 2 of those 3 will make it, but 1 won't. Cardinals got a tough road here. They've got 3 in Atlanta, who's winning and going to win the East. That's a really good team. Who swept the Cardinals in St. Louis earlier in the year. That's a problem. And then the Cardinals have San Francisco on the weekend in St. Louis. That should be okay, but Cardinals finish the season with Milwaukee and the Cubs. Home Milwaukee, on the road to the Cubs. Cardinals have by far the hardest schedule to finish. Can they make the playoffs? Can they make the one-game wild card? That's certainly the goal now. All right, check all that next.
Take your home's interior from drab to delightful with the help of Tim Donaldson and his awesome team at The Blind Man. You'll find everything from beautiful energy-efficient window fashions and draperies to fabrics, bedding, and upholstery from exceptional suppliers like Hunter Douglas, Casmere, Duralee, Fabricut, and Carroll. Let The Blind Man's interior design services team help you coordinate all the elements that fit your style and budget. Call The Blind Man Hunter Douglas Gallery in Champaign today or visit cublindman.com.
Calling all animal lovers, this year's annual Fur Ball is Friday, October 5th at the iHotel and Conference Center. The Fur Ball is a fun evening gala that features silent and live auctions, an exquisite jewelry raffle, a trip raffle with your choice of destinations, and a delicious dinner. The best part? It benefits the homeless animals in our area. Go to the Champaign County Humane Society's website at buhumane.org for more information or to purchase your ticket. Make Friday, October 5th a night to remember for you and the animals. Thank you to the generous sponsors, donors, and volunteers for making this event possible.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns and Ben Hartsock.
You are an Ohio State alum. When you hear that interview, Tom Rinaldi, Urban Meyer on his PR tour as he regains control of this team, what do you make of that?
I'm wildly disappointed that my university that I care deeply for has gotten himself in this situation. The fact that Urban Meyer had a history of this, I've heard so many things about how Urban Meyer has run a clean program. I've heard great things about what he's done at Ohio State, developing the character of football players. But when something like this comes out, it's so easy to look back and say, well, yeah, that's what he did. There were issues with the players, the type of program that he ran when he was at Florida. And so Urban Meyer, his credibility, it's hard for anyone to sit in that chair and to say those things and have anybody believe it, because all of the things around it speak otherwise.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil is $29.99 for a 5-quart jug. Its advanced formula provides maximum sludge protection, defending your engine like a catcher defends home plate. So, get top-notch engine protection with a Mobil 1 full synthetic 5-quart jug for $29.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 9/30/18.
You've been there, right? You put on that jacket you haven't worn in like 6 months. Reach into the pocket and find a McCafe brewed coffee. Well, not really, but there is a crumpled old dollar in there. And on McDonald's 1-2-3 dollar menu, that's the price of any size McCafe brewed coffee or a savory sausage biscuit. Oh, and check the other pocket, too. There'll be a tasty sausage McMuffin in there. Find more $1 breakfast favorites on the 1-2-3 dollar menu at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
7:45, 15 before 8 o'clock, Monday morning. It is the 17th of September.
Uh-huh.
ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
Cardinals have Atlanta tonight, 6:35 start. Heard here on ESPN 93.5, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Big win yesterday. Adam Reinhardt had a great outing. 5-0 was the final over the L.A. Dodgers. Here's your Redbird recap.
Well, John Rooney, I'd say that the 37-year-old right-hander, Mr. Adam Wainwright, was outstanding.
Mission accomplished, Mike. The Cardinals needed a stopper, and that's something he's done so many times during his career. But he pitched in his 350th Major League game, and he was masterful. He was able to shut out the Dodgers on 2 hits over 6 innings, walking 3, striking out 9 batters. Mike, the Cardinals had to have that kind of performance.
That was a big win for us. We needed that. You know what? We needed that win. This city deserved a win tonight. I'm hoping this win tonight just carries on to this big Atlanta series. We need our fans showing up for us in Atlanta. We need our fans cheering us on every single day.
Then Jordan Hicks, 2 scoreless innings. Carlos Martinez, a quick 9th inning. The Cardinals are tied with the Dodgers for the second wild card.
And it's Miles Michaelis for the Cardinals going tonight in Atlanta.
Going up against an Atlanta team, Mike, that beat the Cardinals all 3 games here earlier this season. So the Cardinals needed this win. Let's see how they'll do on this brief road trip beginning tonight.
And we come back against the San Francisco Giants. There are just a few left in this 2018 season.
He said, I'm looking at the Vontae Davis thing again.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I had an honest moment with self, capitalized. While I was on the field, I just didn't feel right, and I told the coaches I'm not feeling like myself. I don't care. Just stay on the field. And
wow.
At the end of the game, you retire, but the players are upset because, you know, I think it mattered that they're so bad and that it was 28-6.
Right.
You left when it was really bad.
It's true.
You hang in there with your guys, and then you just make a decision. I can't play anymore, guys. After the game,
mm-hmm.
I'm retiring. And that's all good. But to retire at halftime, it's a bad look. Okay.
And Buffalo Bills lost to the L.A. Chargers 31-20. Again, Vontae Davis abruptly retiring
at halftime. Wow.
And former Illini in the NFL 10 years. Also, of course, the Bears and Seattle both 0-1 on the season. That's happening in Soldier Field. The Illini were in Soldier Field Saturday, actually competed against South Florida. 25-19 was the final.
Well, you know, we were ahead. It was hard. It was 19-7. 18-7, whatever the number. What was the score? What's the final?
25-19.
Okay, it was 19-7. We're up. Fourth quarter.
Okay.
So, tough to lose that. But on the same token, it's just a lot better
mm-hmm.
than last year when we got smoked. Now, South Florida, they moved the ball like crazy, 600 and some yards. That's bad. The game was very competitive. Defense good. Got 2-3 turnovers. That was great. It was very Lovey-like, really solid defense with turnovers. Offense not so good. M.G. Rivers, he's 18 or 19, whatever he is. He was working on his homecoming date a year ago, pretty young. And some good things for sure. I don't know. And then I'm saying, you know, I don't know what Illinois is going to do, but I know the Big Ten's not so good. So coming up, we play Penn State.
Who yep, are, that's Friday night for the Big Ten opener, and they bumped up in the polls to number 10 now.
Yeah, they're really good. Appalachian State played them tough, but they smoked Kent State, who we barely beat.
Right.
So I would say we're in trouble Friday night, but then we're off a week. And then certainly at Rutgers, who got pounded by Kansas. Like, Kansas is awful at football, and they beat them 55 to something. So we have a real shot to beat Rutgers.
Okay.
Then we have, I think, a real chance home against Purdue. Then we go to Wisconsin, who lost to Utah. I know they're a lot better than me, but I don't think they're Superman. They're gonna be really hard to beat.
Wisconsin was upset by BYU.
I'm sorry, did I say Utah? Mm-hmm. BYU beat mm-hmm. Wisconsin.
24-21.
The Big Ten lost seven games on Saturday right. to unranked teams.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not very good. Illinois at Maryland, you certainly have a chance there. Minnesota at Illinois, you have a chance there. Illinois at Nebraska. Nebraska lost to Troy. Nebraska's 0-2, so you think you're going to compete there.
Ooh, Cornhuskers are
mad. Iowa at Illinois, Iowa's probably quite a bit better. And Illinois, Northwestern, come on. Northwestern lost to Akron. So, I mean, this is game on.
Okay.
I think
I'm feeling hopeful.
No, I think you should. I mean, again, how hopeful? Four? Maybe? Five? I think it'd be a tremendous season. But I don't think we're competitive in most of these games. We don't get Ohio State, Michigan State, and Michigan. That helps. So these are teams we can play with now.
Other sports over the weekend, the Illini volleyball team now 11-0. They beat number 10 Creighton 3-1. So next up, Purdue at 6 in West Lafayette on Friday the 21st. Wisconsin beat our Illinois soccer team 1-0. But go Illini. If you want to check out the AP College Football Poll, Alabama number 1, 2 Georgia, 3 Clemson, 4 Ohio State. Of course, Urban is back, and that was also trending in college sports.
Yeah, oh, they're 3-0. Oh, shocking.
Yeah.
ESPN 93.5, home for your free tickets to see the Doobie Brothers. They've been delivering mind-blowing, roots-based, harmony-laden, guitar-driven rock and roll for over four decades. Four Grammy Awards, sold more than 48 million albums, and they're coming to Champaign. Doobie mm-hmm. Brothers live in concert Wednesday, October 10th at the State Farm Center. Beginning Monday, October 1st, we'll give you a chance to win free tickets to the show. Tickets valued at $59.50 a ticket. Want guaranteed tickets? Visit ESPNCU.com. Click the Doobie Brothers image or call 1-866-ALINI-1 to get your Doobie tickets for October 10 at the State Farm Center.
Boy, I can sing along with a lot of those
songs. Well, I think a lot of us can. Uh-huh. And quite a few hits, no doubt. All right, ESPN 93.5, we'll check your weather next.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $28.99 or a Mobil 1 Oil Filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
There are plenty of reasons that you might need a place to stay for a while. Remodeling your house? No one wants to live in that. In town for work? Ditch the corporate apartment. Eastland Suites specializes in extended stays. Our suites are more apartment than hotel. A kitchenette, separate bedroom, even multiple bedroom loft suites. And all the amenities you'd expect, like a swimming pool, workout room, and our lobby bar. And a hot breakfast served fresh every morning. What apartment offers that? To learn more, visit us at EastlandSuites.com.
Hi, it's Jay Layman, former University of Illinois All-American linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. When I remodeled my kitchen and I needed new appliances, the choice for me was simple. I went to family-owned Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. I went there because of the outstanding customer service and the incredible selection. They offer outstanding quality with a free 10-year protection plan. I have nothing to worry about when it comes to my new appliances. I have Appliance World peace of mind. So the next time you're looking for quality appliances with great customer service, visit Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on North Neal, located just before the interstate in Champaign, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. Or online, it's appliance-world.com. That's appliance-world.com.
Com.
Jay Lehman on with Jeremy Warner, 10 o'clock this morning. Have you heard Jay Lehman do a football game? He's a star, man. The guy is so good at what he does, and he's on every week, twice a week with us. Jay Lehman with Jeremy Warner and the Jeremy Warner Show from 10 to 11 this morning and every Monday, and then again on the phone on the road on Fridays. But as a color commentator, I think he's sensational.
Me too.
He's got personality. He's got cred because he played. He's an All-American.
He's got great insight.
Great insight, but he's colorful. He's personality-driven. He looks good on TV.
Uh-huh.
I'm on the radio for a reason. Jay looks great on TV, but he is terrific. Anyway, listen this morning, see what Jay thinks about our game against South Florida up at Soldier Field. Wasn't very big. I mean, 21,000, News Gazette and Lauren Tate say, I'm Robert Montgomery Knight if there were 21,000 at Soldier Field.
I see.
So I don't know if there's 21, but maybe sold 21. It's a beautiful day, but very sparse crowd.
Okay. Well, we got a text in to 359-2255. Saw the empty seats at Busch this weekend.
Yeah.
The Cardinal fans are just as fair weather as the other bases. Go Cubs.
No, listen, there's empty seats now. I don't argue that. I'm a little surprised with the run the Cardinals have had with the fans. You know, what did Stevie J say in March? Best case until the Cardinals make more moves is fight for a wild card every year.
Mm-hmm.
Best case. Oh, I'm right. 5 till. Let's check your weather.
Okay.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
I've seen so many farmers out in the fields, and it's been great weather for that. High 91, down to 66. Sunshine expected tomorrow with a high 89, low 67. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm popping up briefly at 20%. Otherwise, Wednesday and Thursday, we're just inside 90 and down into the upper 60s at night with partly cloudy conditions. Right now, the temperature at 69, ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to check the Fox News top of the hour. We've got other things here to discuss as we go. We're going to get a recap on what Hurricane Florence did. Bad, but not as bad as perhaps it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
More on that all coming up next. It's Monday morning. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey at 7:56.
This is Jen Shelby inviting you to check out our new adventure in Hoopston, Illinois. We're thrilled to be the only Little Guy teardrop dealers in Central Illinois. We currently have the Little Guy Max and Mini in stock. It's worth your drive to see these luxurious teardrop campers. They've got fully equipped kitchens, queen-size beds, solar power, wet baths, and tons of storage. You can pull them with just about anything. Why sit home when you could get out and go? What are you waiting for?
Visit them beside the Chrysler store on Route 9 or online at Get Out and Go RV.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Train heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Train systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From railing and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, Trex is engineering what's next in outdoor living. Trex products are available at Alexander Lumber. Call us at 217-352-5175 or visit us at www.alexlbr.com.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Illini fans, are you ready for game day in Liddyville? Get all your orange and blue gear from Game Day Spirit. Game Day Spirit is the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, providing all Illinois fans, alumni, and students with the best gear for the best team. Shop from a wide variety of t-shirts and sweatshirts, brands and styles to help you support your Fighting Illini. Get your gear from Game Day and go Illini. Pia's opens every morning daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
As a farmer, your bank account should adapt to your seasonal activities. FarmWise is a customized financial services suite of products for all farm sizes. Checking accounts earning 0.50 annual percentage yield, operating lines of credit, equipment loans, and mobile online services. Heck, you can transfer money to pay down a loan from the seat of your tractor or combine. Don't miss out on FarmWise, brought to you by Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank. Online at bankprospect.com, equal housing lender, member FDIC, certain restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right.